So let's begin with that news that broke a couple of hours ago that the Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks in Beijing with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A statement from Mr. Kim stated that the issue of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula can be resolved if he says South Korea and the US respond to their efforts with goodwill. Now, I've been talking to Dr. Mark Barry. He's someone who knows his stuff. He visited North Korea twice. He met the late President Kim Il-sung in 1994. He's the associate editor of the International Journal on World Peace. And I started off by asking him how significant this visit is.
It's a very big deal because although there have been many trips by Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, both to China and Russia, quite a many, and even more by his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. This is the first foreign visit by Kim Jong-un since he stepped up to become the leader of North Korea in December of 2011. So we're beginning to see the process of the dynamics of the two Koreas and the four major powers, including the United States, surrounding the Korean Peninsula, come into play. And we've been waiting all these years since late 2011 for this to happen.
Isn't this more important for North Korea? Because China is effectively their only close ally, I guess.
We've seen a highly unstable situation on the Korean Peninsula really for 70 years. So this has to be put to an end. Mm. So the hope is that after 70 years of division, this can be the beginning of a process, starting with this visit with President Xi, later in end of April, with President Moon of South Korea, and hopefully in May with President Trump.
Do you think that will happen?
I'm cautiously optimistic, and I believe it very much depends on President Trump. I'm trying not to get too excited one way or the other about the appointment of John Bolton as National Security Advisor. And I think that most of the communication between the U.S. and North Korea is being handled through their respective intelligence agencies. So Mike Pompeo becoming Secretary of State is probably a good thing at this time. And I think President Moon of South Korea is bending over backward to be a good enabler and facilitator.
You've visited North Korea. You've met the late President Kim Il-sung. You are in a good position to perhaps speculate here on the mindset of the North Korean leadership, perhaps. And I wonder if, in the end, Kim Jong-un will give up his nuclear weapons, because isn't that ultimately what America certainly wants?
It is, but I'll tell you the truth. What you really need on the Korean Peninsula is stability. You need stability in Northeast Asia. That's what China really wants. And in the end, the nuclear weapons can take care of themselves, so to speak, and I put that in quotes, because if you can create a situation where there is a permanent peace agreement, the nuclear issue kind of takes care of itself. And as some Koreans will privately tell me, those nuclear weapons will, quote, just gather dust.
I think a lot of people, normal people who watch the news and listen to it and take great fascination with North Korea would be wondering how it's got to this position now where he has met with the Chinese leadership. Do you think President Trump's tweets played any kind of role in that?
I think very little. I think this was planned from a long time ago. You know, there's a lot of private, semi-official give and take that goes on between North Korean agents and Chinese counterparts in Beijing, in Shenyang. It's going on all the time. There's a lot of buzz there. And frankly, all of this is somehow leaked or conveyed to Mike Pompeo and the CIA and ultimately to President Trump. So he's had an inkling of what was going to happen. None of this is catching them by quite as much surprise, and things are naturally falling into place, despite, you know, how we ordinary citizens might perceive it.
Analysis there from Dr. Mark Barry on that visit by Kim Jong-un to China. Mark is the associate editor of the International Journal on World Peace.